Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill Studios, joined now, as promised, by the band Waking April. Bethany and Alex McKee here in the studio. They have been putting out great music for quite a few years now in our community, and they are going to be playing at Local 506 on Saturday night, 8 p.m., as part of a show put on by Dwarf Star, great recording studio, along with Dameron Jaguardini and Fuchsia City. Bethany, Alex, thank you both so much for being with us today. How are you?
Thanks for having us.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Love your music. I'm
thank
so
you.
Happy Thanks. To have you here in the studio. Whence comes the name? What is Waking April from?
A funny story, yeah. Actually, that Bethany's going to tell.
Well, that's always the first question we get, and I wish there was a great story. There's really not.
You got to invent one.
I know.
You should, like, improvise one.
Well,
like,
Alex usually does, and I don't know.
It never goes well. Yeah.
I never know what he's going to say, and it makes me nervous. Alex and I started playing music together in college, and we have always done everything completely backwards. So we were dating at the time and we're married now, and he came to me one day and he was like, "Hey, I think it'd be really fun if we were in a band together," and I booked us a show.
Oh,
yeah. I was
All
like,
right.
I guess we should write some songs. I guess we should come up with a band name.
Yeah.
And so it was really just like the first thing I could think of that was like, that sounds like a band name. And
that's a good
every
band
time,
name.
Every
it.
Time we play, somebody comes up and sees Bethany and they're like, oh, are you April? And we're like, you owe us a dollar.
Yeah.
That's
Ooh, how many dollars do you have from that?
Several.
Nice. Okay. So now I want to know, how did you book the show?
Oh,
with like
the,
no
the very
band
first one?
Name. Yeah.
It was a house show in
okay.
college, and
that
I was
show's
just,
probably a generous name for it.
Yeah, it was a bunch
Shack
of people
show.
In a living room. I was playing in another band at the time, and so I kind of had a little bit of like, you know, I was a musician on campus or whatever, and then I just talked to somebody and I'm just like, "Hey, do you have a house?" And he was like, "Yeah," and I was like, "Can we play a house show?" And he was like, "Yeah," and I was like, "Cool, I better start a band."
Nice. Did he have follow-up questions after that? It's like,
no, people are very trusting
all right,
of
cool.
me for some reason.
I like it.
I think I'm just loud.
Speaking with Waking April again, going to be playing at Local 506 on Saturday night. What are you working on now?
Oh, lots of things.
Yeah. Lots of things.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the it's pet peeve, you know, whenever bands are like, "Oh, big news coming soon. Stay tuned."
Right. Yeah.
But like, we got some cool stuff coming down the pipeline. We've been working on a full-length record. We've been working on some other collaborations and stuff like that. We're sitting on a couple of finished products that we're going to... Products, finished songs we're planning on releasing. And yeah, it's in the past couple years, obviously, with the pandemic, which was so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
We were able to crank out some recordings. That's where the songs that you're playing today mm-hmm. came from. And yeah, so since then it's kind of been a building season. We're kind of developing a team, and you know, we have like management involved now. We have some like kind of big picture plans, which is really cool. And yeah, it feels everything kind of feels really energized right now, and there's a lot of electricity for us just internally. And
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we've been writing a lot of songs this year too, so we've got some unreleased songs that we'll be playing on Saturday night.
Nice.
That I'm very excited about, so mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who or what inspires you?
Oh my gosh.
Musically or like emotionally, ecumenically?
I mean, I was thinking musically,
oh,
but
yeah.
Now emotionally. Yeah, sure.
Why don't you take the musical side?
There's two bands or three bands that we always point to. One is Sylvanesso from Durham, and love them very much. Big influences for us. The other two bands are Fantagram and Churches. And just musically, our style just kind of nestles right in between there. The songs that you're playing today actually are kind of our two extremes of that, where one is very synthy and very bright sounding, and one's a little bit more rock and roll, a little bit darker. And so we kind of just kind of oscillate between, that was a little synth joke for you. We oscillate between those two kind
of
extremes.
Yeah. Get the synthesizer
yeah.
Joke.
Yeah.
It's as long as one person gets it, that's all that matters.
That's yeah. what inspires me.
So a lot of our songwriting, we're inspired by those bands. Alex was also really heavily influenced by like 90s grunge.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that comes through in the music a little bit. And emotionally, I mean, I find myself writing about mental health a lot. That's
okay.
something that is really important to us and has impacted both of us personally. So Beacon, one of the songs that you're I think, going to play today.
About to play, yeah.
I always call that my breakup song with depression. Alex and I have been dating since we were teenagers, so I really haven't had the opportunity to write many breakup songs, but I felt like depression was just seemed like one of those toxic relationships that I had to get out of. And so mental health is a huge part of our writing process. It really shows up in a lot of our lyrics.
I love the song. So let's hear it right now. This is Waking April with Beacon on 97.9 The Hill.
There's another day breathing. One light in the sky is a beacon. One moment, but I can't meet it. I know me, I trust me. Someday I might even love me. I know me, I trust me. Someday I might even love me.
Was Beacon Waking April again here in the studio with us. Bethany and Alex going to be at Local 506 on Saturday night playing along with three other fantastic bands, part of a show that Dwarf Star is putting on. What should folks know about the show?
It's going to be dope, as the youths say. Totes lit fam.
Oh my gosh.
I'm learning so much.
Don't be a sweat.
Oh, Alex. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm a lot older than I seem.
He teaches music lessons to teenagers and just loves to, like, make them cringe.
Oh, it's right. So bad.
No, it's going to be super fun. It's at 8 o'clock, like you said, at the Local 506, one of our favorite venues. It's just a great spot to hang out.
It's going to be very synthy, which is very, very rare for us. Normally, we're kind of like... it's less of an issue now, but like, especially when we're starting out, just nobody really sounded like us. And now I feel like it's kind of becoming more normal to have a lot of synthesizers on stage and a lot of tracks and stuff. And so the bands that we're playing with in particular Really, really cool. We're friends with Fuchsia City.
Love them.
In particular, yeah.
Yeah,
and they've got this cool chiptune thing going on.
It's amazing what you can do with that genre,
It's really, really interesting. And it's nerdy, and it's like, I don't know, I really like it a lot.
Yeah.
So don't be a square wave.
Oh,
come to
man.
The show.
No,
yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, that was
I'm
a synth
really
joke
sorry.
And an old. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
And an old. Yes.
Yeah. Snapper.
Again, the show is at 8 o'clock. Local506.com is the website for tickets and more information. People want to find you online. Where can they go?
Absolutely. We have a new website, actually, that we just launched. We are at wakingapril.com. We're also on all the socials. We're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook.
The TikTok is weird. Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
And we're on all of the streaming platforms. So Spotify, Apple Music, we're on Tidal, like anywhere that you find music.
Nice.
You can find our music.
And then if people can't make it to the show on Saturday, anything else you got going on later on that people can check out?
Yes, actually. It's not announced yet, but we are...
Exclusive.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
We just got locked in for our yearly Halloversary show.
Ooh.
So we got married around Halloween.
Oh, awesome.
And so every year we try to put on a show, you know, that's pretty self-explanatory, Halloversary.
Right.
We're
going
to be doing that at Boxcar in Raleigh.
Awesome.
And we will be wearing costumes. We do not know what our costumes are yet. That is a yearly argument we have. So looking forward
to
that.
Is it always a couple's costume every year, or
it's
is it two different ones?
Well, it used to be, and I realized that was stressing me out a lot, and so I kind of abandoned that. But then we started playing shows, and I was like, if we're going to be on stage together, just the two of us on stage, like it needs to be a coordinated costume.
Yeah.
So, and we're big nerds, so last year was The Witcher.
Okay.
And I don't know what we're going to do this year.
You'll have to come to the show and find out.
You have to come to the show, yeah.
Waking.
Or send us a message and give us your ideas.
WakingApril.com is the website for the band. Local506.com for tickets and more information to the show this Saturday at 8 p.m. put on by Dwarf Star. Four amazing bands on the docket, including Waking April. Bethany, Alex, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
They mentioned Fuchsia City. We'll have them on deck after this as Live and Local continues on 97.9 The Hill.